Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Tuesday, the 22nd of October, 2024. New workers' rights to cost firms £5 billion a year. Labour's plans to upgrade workers' rights will cost businesses up to £5 billion a year to implement, according to the government's own analysis. The new measures would have a disproportionate impact on smaller businesses, responsible for employing 13 million workers, the impact assessment report found. So they know this. This is on their own report. The government says the legislation represents the biggest upgrade to workers' rights in a generation. It would guarantee new rights for workers from first day of their employment, including sick pay, protection from unfair dismissal, parental and bereavement leave. It also proposes banning what it calls exploitative zero-hour contracts and strengthening trade union rights. However, the report warns that the additional costs could lead to employers cutting their workforces, which could in turn weigh on economic growth. I can't understand what's in the report. This will disproportionately affect small businesses. Most businesses are decent. They employ people. They don't exploit them. There are flexible zero-hour contracts, and you have to hear from both parts. Employees, some employees want zero-hour contracts. So they can come and go as they please. They've got other things going on in their life, like students or mothers, for example. Do not Labour see that small business owners will suffer? They won't employ people, and they could even fail, laying off lots of people. This is not going to help their growth policy at all. And regardless of what their definition is, a small business owner is a working person. And yet they raise national insurance on them. Well, in June, Rachel Reeves says, working people are people who go out to work. Go out to work. So what if you work from home? Does that exclude you? And then Starmer said, working people are people who earn their living, who rely on our public services and don't really have the ability to write a cheque when they get into trouble. These people don't even know what working people are. People who earn a living, rely on our public services. So most people rely on public services. You know, you may call an ambulance. Most people do that. Also, this sentence about people who don't really have the ability to write a cheque when they get into trouble. Firstly, who writes cheques these days? But I assume Starmer means people who don't have savings rather than people who don't have a checkbook or are physically unable to write a check, you know, because of arthritis or something. So, you could be on a decent wage, be very sensible with your money and save it. You could also be on a decent wage and blow all your money on luxuries and have no savings and therefore have the inability to write a check. But when you get into trouble, Labour will be there to save you. Because you didn't save any money and you haven't got the ability to write a cheque. But I don't believe they mean this. I believe they are pointing the finger at people who earn a decent level of money. So work has nothing to do with it. If you've worked hard all your life, save money, you'll be financially punished. I have no issue with helping hardworking people who are struggling. In fact, I think it's essential we help these people. But should it be done at the expense of people who are doing well, who are paying more tax but saving money? Also, if you're a small business owner, you're not considered as a working person and will be punished. Their policy is insane. It doesn't make any sense. And it especially doesn't help growth. Oh, by the way, if you could, my book, How to Become a Microcap Millionaire, a three-stage strategy for stock market success, is now on pre-order. If you would pre-order it, that'd be great. Thank you very much. And my publisher would be very happy. And maybe I'll get to write another book. If you don't, maybe I won't. But please do if you can. So just look up How to Become a Microcap Millionaire. Okay, macro news. Let's look at the markets first. Sorry, I nearly forgot about that. Let's look at the markets first. FTSE 100 is down 0.6% to 8269. FTSE 250, it's down a third of 1% at 20,835. FTSE small cap down a fifth of 1% to 6888. And the AIM all share, no surprise, down half of 1%. It's breaking below previous support at 733. It's now 731. I don't want to bang my own drum. I haven't got a drum, but I did say I believe this is going to happen. We are going to get a sell-off in AIM in anticipation that Labour are going to take or scrap business relief on AIM. There's some $6 billion invested through IHT funds, and that's around 8% of the total market capitalisation of AIM. That is big outflow. That will knock a lot of shares. Okay, what else is there? Let's look at commodities. Brent crude, it's up 1.17% to $74.92 a barrel. Gold, it's up again. Wow. $2,749 an ounce. And where's Dr. Copper? There we are. It's up 1% a day. On a tons level, that is $9,704 a ton. Okay, two bits of micro news. There's lots of company news out today, trading updates and interims and all that, so lots to get through here. But let's go two stories first. Macro. UK borrowing overshoot highlights budget pressure on Reeves. British public, this is from Reuters, by the way. British public borrowing in the first 6 months of the tax year came in higher than official forecasts, according to data that underscored the challenge facing Finance Minister Rachel Reeves in her first budget next week. Yeah, it's a week tomorrow, isn't it? Halloween budget. Borrowing hit £79.6 billion between April and September, almost £7 billion more than expected by the Office of Budget Responsibility, which produces the projections that underpin the government budgets. Couldn't make it up, could you? So they give the stamp of approval, but they can't predict how much the government's borrowing. Even they borrowed more than they realise. You've borrowed a lot more than we thought. What are you doing? In September alone, borrowing stood at £16.6 billion, the ONS said. It's the third biggest September borrowing total since records began in 1993. Bigger than expected borrowing so far in this financial year has been driven by higher than expected public spending. Story number two. UK interest rates to fall to 2.75% by next autumn, Goldman Sachs predicts. I understand this is not really a story, it's a prediction by Goldman Sachs, but I thought I'd put it in there. Interest rates are on course to fall to 2.75% by the next autumn, after the Bank of England reduces the cost of borrowing at each of its nine meetings, a leading investment bank has predicted. I think they'll have to. Economy, especially the way Labour are trashing small businesses now. Unless you're a working person, you can't get anything. We give handouts to working people. Even if you're a small business owner, you're not a working people. Do you go out to work? Economists at Goldman Sachs said that according to their assessment of the long-term level of interest rates, consistent with achieving the government's 2% inflation target, markets were underestimating the likely extent of the action by Threadneedle Street's nine-strong Monetary Policy Committee. So they're suggesting that inflation will stay low because growth is not going to work, the economy is going to be trashed, and Labour will be reliant on the Bank of England to stimulate growth via reducing interest rates, not via their own growth policies and helping working people. Are you working people? Okay, micro news. Alphabetical order. Aptima Group, APTA, the developer of novel Optima binders. I've no idea what they are. They're not like, folder binders. This is, biology and chemistry. To enable innovation in the life sciences industry, today announces its full year results for the 12 months ended 30th of June. Revenue. Well, in fact, let's look at the market cap here. Okay, market cap of Aptima is 4.2 million, just to put in context. Revenue, 860K versus 1.75 last year, so it's dropped there. Loss before tax, 3.14 million versus 8.3 million loss. So the loss has come down, but it's still a big loss, and revenue's come down as well. They had cash of 870K versus 234K last year, but they have done a fundraise in August of 24 for 2.6 million net. But unless their cash burn comes down, it's not going to last very long, is it, that? Next, Impresaria, EMR, the global specialist staffing group, today provides an update on trading. They've got a market cap of 12 million, and they say the challenging industry-wide market conditions that have persisted for the last 2 years continue to adversely impact the group, with conditions worsening in a number of markets and permanent recruitment demand generally remaining extremely subdued. See? It's always worth reading these kind of... This is recruitment. This is the labour market. This is what's happening. After 2 years, it's not getting any better. And they say, we now expect results in the fourth quarter to be worse than previously forecast, with market conditions in Germany particularly challenging. Yeah, it is in Germany. Wow. Like I said, it all plays into us. Our biggest trading partner in Europe are in trouble. It'll drag us down. China's in trouble. And what is normally a peak time for our operations there, along with the continued deterioration of markets in APAC, which in some cases have been relatively resilient. We expect these adverse trading conditions to continue through the first half of 2025. Of course, no good news here, is there? As a result, full-year adjusted profit before tax is now expected to be no less than 2 million. So these are forecasts. Very, very thin margins here. I said market cap 12 million. Revenue is expected to be 250.3 million versus 236.3. So it's gone up a little bit, but profit before tax has come down at 2 million versus 3.5. Closing net debt, they reckon around about 16.6 million versus 11.1. So that's gone up. So top line growth. Profit before tax, no growth, contracting, and debt increasing. So it's two black marks there, two crosses rather than ticks. Gear for Music, G4M, the largest UK-based online retailer of musical instruments and music equipment, today announces a trading update for 6 months, ended 30th of September 2024. Market cap, 35 million. That's 3.5. 3.5, 35. Revenues of 61.7 million versus 62.6, down 1%. Reported loss before tax of 1.2 million versus 1.9 million, so it's improved, but they're still making a loss. Net debt further reduced by 3.6 million, so they've got a net debt of 14.5 million, and this has come down from 18.1. They say in the trading outlook, stronger growth achieved during October, full year 25 trading to date, well positioned and prepared for the upcoming peak seasonal trading period. Oh, Christmas. Full-year outlook remains in line with consensus market expectations. So these are the forecasts now for the year. 154.9 million versus 144.4. So up 10 million there, top line. Profit before tax of 2.8 versus 1.1 for next year. So man, it's not too bad, is it? What's that? 12 times market cap? PE 12? Yeah. Next, Mind Gym, ticker. Mind. The global provider of human capital and business improvement solutions provides a training update for 6 months ended 30th of September 2024. By the way, sorry, let me just look at the Impresaria. They are down 24.5% a day to 26 pence. So, yeah, let's be honest, that was a gloomy outlook. Aptima, that's up there. That's up 2.27% to 0.225, but it's a long way down that. Gear for Music, where are they? Let's look. Gear for Music, they are up 2.62% to 176. Next, Mind Gym, like I said, market cap 21 million. The group expects to report H1 revenues of 20.2 million, 3% lower than the comparative period last year. A return to EBITDA profitability in H1 versus 4.1 adjusted loss in H1 2024. So when they say that, they don't state, you know, profit for tax. You've got to assume they're making a loss. On proper, you know, profitability metrics, like EBITDA profitable. During the period, MindGym negotiated a new £4 million overdraft facility, which replaces the expiring RCF and reduces ongoing financing costs. As of the 30th of September, cash at bank was £700K, which combined with the access to the £4 million undrawn overdraft facility provides the group with adequate liquidity. So the forecasts here are £45 million top line versus £55 last year, so down £10 million, and a loss before tax of £3.3 million, versus the £3 million profit last year. So I think that undrawn facility is not going to remain undrawn for long. They're going to be drawing down that. Next, PCIP's ticker, the global provider of secure payment solutions for business communications, pleased to announce its full-year results for the year ended 30th of June 2024. So they're going to market cap of £38 million. By the way, where's MindGym? MindGym's down 0.5% at 20 pence, but it's come down from literally, I think the IPO was around like 8 quid. It's now 20 pence. Okay, PCI pal. Let's have a look. Global provider, 38 million market cap. Revenue, this is for full year results. Is that right? Yeah, the end of 30th June, full year results. Revenue, 17.96 million versus 14.95, so nice increase there. Loss before tax of 1.71 million versus 4.89, so that's an improvement. They had cash of 4.33 million versus 1.17. You're thinking, well, how's their cash going up? There's only one way. They raised 3.65 million via an equity during the period. Now, this is the forecast. I was, you know, quite interested in this company. So these are forecasts for the next 2 years. For 2025, they're saying top line of 22.4 million. So it's up on 18 million for this year. Profit for tax of 800K. I thought, oh, well, let's look a bit further. So I looked again at 2026. So revenue is going to be 25.5 million. This is forecast. I said going to be. It's forecast. So, you know, versus 22.4, so up to 25.5. But their profit before tax dips from 800K in 2025 to 600K in 2026. So, I don't know what's happening there. Next, Plexus Holdings, ticker, POS. It's not a good ticker, that, is it? Anyway, the AIM-coded oil and gas engineering services business and owner of proprietary POSGRIP method of wellhead engineering announces its final results for the year ended 30th of June 2024. Now, they're a cracking H1's company, market cap of 13 million. Sales revenue, 12.7 million versus 1.5, so cracking growth there. Profit before tax reported 2.8 million versus a 4.2 million loss, so apparently, a couple of big contracts they've won here. Cash and equivalents of 2.5 versus 1.4. So every metric has improved materially there, significantly. And yet, oh, by the way, PCIP is up 8% to 53.5. But they're down 15.5% to 11.4. Why? If you look at the broker forecasts, it seems this was a one-off year, pretty much, that bump. Because the forecasts are going to be going from sales revenue of 12.7 million this year to 4.7 next year. It's a 63% drop. And they're going from a forecast profit before tax of 2.8 million to a loss of 3.32 million, which is over 70% drop. Well, it's more than that, isn't it? Over 70%, really. So you can see why there's softness there. Because I think people assume that growth would carry through with more contract wins. But I assume if they win more contracts, then that will change. But nevertheless, that's a big drop from 12.7 million to a forecasted revenue of 4.7, and from, you know, profit of 2.8, nearly 3 million, down to a loss of 3.3. So that's why they've come off quite heavily today. The Revel Collection, it's not a chocolate company or anything, a chocolate sweet company. This used to be Revolution Bars. When a company changes name, they're trying to help you forget what they used to be. Like One Disco, you know? What's that now? That's something else, isn't it? Or Serrata, yeah. Leading UK operator of 43 premium bars and 22 gastropubs, trading predominantly under the Revolution de Cuba and Peach Pubs brands, they announced its preliminary results for 52 weeks, ended the 29th of June. So the market cap around about 47 million, revenue 149.5 million versus 152.5. So that's dipped a little. Not a lot, but a little. Loss before tax, 36.7 million versus 22.2. Oh, that's increased a lot. A cash of 4.53 million versus 3.37. But they do have interest-bearing loans of 28.9 million versus 25. So they borrowed more, and so their net debt is around about 24.37 million. Now, you always got to worry a little bit when a company has got a lot of debt, almost, what, it's 50% of the market cap, and they're making a loss, you know, because it can be very hard to maintain that debt, even the interest payments on that. Next, Shoe Zone. Welcome to the Shoe Zone. Our ticker there is, of course, Shoe, not Zone. Because Shoe is more appropriate. Zone isn't. Please announce its unaudited full year trading update for the 52 weeks ended the 28th of September. In fact, where RevB, it's up 6.5%. to 15.98. Are people just glad it's still alive, or what? Why is that? Why is that up? Don't make no sense. Having said that, it's sold off a lot recently, so maybe it's just, you know, like I said, you know, in death throes here. Shoe Zone, they're pleased to announce. I don't know why they're pleased to announce this. It's not particularly attractive looking. Market cap 73 million. Group revenue reduced by 2.7%. to 163.3 million. That's a lot of shoes sold, isn't it? 161 million pounds worth of shoes versus 165.7. So that's come down. Adjusted profit for tax expected to be not less than 9.5 million versus 16.5. That's a big dip. Net cash of 3.7 million versus 16.4. That's a big drop in cash there. I did look why. They said we ended the year with net cash of 3.7 million. Versus 16.4. The reduction in net cash balance was due to dividends paid, 8 million. The continued investment in capital expenditure of gross 12.3 million, 9.4 which was for store refit and relocation program, all of which being offset by cash generated from profitable operations. Okay. So there's a bit of investment in there as well, and some dividends paid. Next, Sosandar, SOS. Yeah. I wouldn't go with SOS either. Because when you're in trouble, you know, that's what you call. I don't think they're particularly in trouble, though. They've got a decent amount of cash. Women's fashion brand, creating quality trend-led products for women of all ages. Please provide a trading update covering 6 months to the end of 30th of September. So market cap 26 million, revenue of 16.2 million versus 22.2. Loss before tax of 700K, 700 that is, versus 1.3. So that's improved. They have net cash of 7 million. It's their current trading outlook. Trading in October started well across all channels. And they've started opening shops, haven't they? I know they're opening one in St. David's in Cardiff. I think it's in Morecambe. With revenue being ahead of last year, which represents a substantial positive swing compared to H1, with a continuation of strong gross margin as we head towards our seasonal peak, due to our continued prioritization of profitability. At this stage of the company's development, we are moderating our full-year revenue expectation to 40 million. Okay. It was, I think, 46 or something like that. So it's come down to 40 million, top line now forecast. Our full-year, our financial year 25 profit expectations are, however, unchanged in light of the continued strength and upward trajectory of our gross margin, selective use of marketing, significant reduction in price, promotional activity, and careful management of other overheads. So the forecast here are 40 million versus 46.3, but a profit before tax now of 1 million versus a loss before tax previously of 300K. So it's looking, well, it's early days, but this multi-channel proposition may be paying off. Who knows? It's a hard market. So many online retailers. It's most of the bricks and mortar stores. I mean, during COVID, of course, online guys and gals had it away. But since then, it's the people with the omni-channel presence seem to be doing very well. And that's what Sosandar are doing. They're opening stores, real stores as well. Next, System One, SYS1, the marketing decision-making platform, today issues an update on trading for the quarter ended 30th of September and the half year. In advance, its interim results. So they're a market cap. This company's got great growth, but they're not cheap. Sometimes if you get in there cheap before a company starts really growing, then you're laughing. But this company's 80 million market cap. Oh, by the way, let's look at where Sosandar. So Shoezone is down 3% to 155. Sosandar's down almost 4.5% at 10.25 pence. Systems One, let's look at this then. So market cap 80 million. H1 revenue of 18.3 million was 38% above the same period last year, including the impact of a £700,000 reduction in non-platform business. And the forecasts for the year are revenue of 36.5 million versus 30 million. So very decent growth there, 20%. Profit before tax of 4.01, just over 4 million, versus 3.1 last year. So that's good growth as well. But they are a PE currently of 34. So, yeah, some of it's priced in, I assume. Next, Trifast provides the follow-up date of 6 months. They do fasteners and bits and little poppets and metal things. Anyway, this is an update for interim results, trading update. 105 million market cap. The group's overall performance in the first half of financial year 25 has been in line. With management expectations, notwithstanding a reduction in revenue of 3.1% year-on-year in the period, reflecting softer demand conditions in several end markets, it's encouraging to report that our gross margin has improved by 150 basis points. So pre-IFRS 16 net debt was 15.8 million versus 27.8, so they're bringing that down nicely. Outlook, despite ongoing global macroeconomic and geopolitical uncertainties, which are expected to continue or contribute to subdued demand in the second half, Trifast continues to demonstrate that its margin management and working capital efficiency programs are delivering. As a result, the board's expectations for the year are unchanged. So, yeah, but we're seeing there less sales, less demand. Global growth, and this company sells around the world. So it is a read across here as to where we're headed. So forecast for the year, 238.5 million top line versus 233.7. So 238 versus 233. Profit before tax of 10 million versus 6.5. And net debt coming down from 21 to 18. So they are improving on all metrics there. They do have net debt. But nevertheless, it's quite encouraging that their margins are improving here. System One, by the way, they're down 8%, 645. They are a bit pricey. In fact, it's rolling over. They were 8 quid. The broker target is 840, but they're now at 645. They're sort of flat, 78 pence, Trifast. They're sort of trading in a range. Anything else? Oh, yeah, Virgin Wines. Vino! Sticker, one of the UK's largest direct-to-consumer online wine retailers, announces audited annual results for the year ended the 20th of June. So they've got a market cap of 21 million, revenue of 59 versus 59 last year. So pretty much flat. Profit before tax, though, of 1.68 million versus 737K loss last year. So that's improved. Revenue flat. Profit improved, cash of 18.37 versus 13.51. So that's an improvement as well. Forecast for the year, for next year, 63 million versus 59 for this year, and a profit for tax of 2.3, which is versus 1.68. So that seems like it's improving. But I'm really not a huge fan of the business model of sending wine via the post. I just think these days there's so much pressure from supermarkets. I know maybe if you're in the wine club, you're a bit more of a wine connoisseur, but there's a great variety. There's a plenty of variety at Asda, isn't there? That's, but you don't need any more. I don't see it. Well, they've improved there. By all means, like I said, if you can, search for How to Become a Microcap Millionaire, a three-step strategy to stock market success. And that's my book. It's on pre-order. It'll be released in December the 3rd. I say in, I mean, sort of mean on and in. Can you get in a day? By all means, much appreciatos if you do that, because like I say, it's my first ever book. And you realise, when you start writing a book, you know, I've always wanted to write a book. And I've tried before, but I tried a fiction book, sort of thriller suspense thing. Like, I sort of finished it, but I didn't really send it off because it was a bit all over the place. But I've always wanted to write a book, and you realise, you write a book, and you think, yes! And then you get a publishing deal, but yes! And then you realise, oh, I've got to sell it now. So it's only part of the journey. But that's good, though, isn't it? In life, you need to keep striving. You need to, so you don't want to be a hamster on a wheel. In fact, hamsters on wheels are quite motivated. I don't know what's motivating them. Just the fact the wheel's going round, I suppose. I don't know. Maybe they're just fitness fanatics. I don't know. But you need some kind of motivation to get you out of bed in the morning. So if you could, you know, if you could pre-order that, I would be, you know, really over the moon. If you do pre-order it, let me know, and if you want a mention, I'll give you a mention. In fact, I could give a few people a mention here now, or already on the pre-orders by emails. So thank you, Stacey. Thank you, Mark S. Thank you, Kevin M. Thank you, Alan D. Thank you, Kevin S. Thank you, Paul F. Thank you, Russell G. Thank you, Ian H. Or H, I should say. I hate it when people say H. It's not H. It's H. The letter itself is pronounced, but it's spelt with an A. Sorry, Ian H. Thank you, Anthony N. Thank you, Sonal N. Thank you, Phil O. Thank you, Duncan S. Thank you, Chris H. Thank you, Richard W. Thank you, William L. Thank you, Graham D. Thank you, Robert B. Thank you, Tony S. Thank you, Darren G. Thank you, Phil W. Thank you, Daryl M. Thank you, Michael O. Thank you, Ronald G. These are not rappers. I just didn't want to give their surnames, you know, because you never know. And I can do the same if you want to. If you want me to thank you, I will thank you. Thank you, everyone, for pre-ordering that book there so far. That's the people who just emailed me. Justin@sharepickers.com and email me and, you know, I'll give you a mention. And also, I can mention anything you want. Let me know. Cheers. Thanks. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.